Well, there's for and against in there. There's for and against. In some cases they win, in some cases they lose. I personally feel very sorry for people in a small way on land, small holders, what they call small, you know, what grow the small stuff, lettuces and all things like that, where the big ones come along and just slash your price and that like, and they've got nothing else to fall onto, and it makes it very hard for them. See, these big companies, unfortunately, are the trouble to me. You take like Sainsbury's and Marks and Spencer's in particular, Woolworths and them type of people. Now, being a commercial traveller, I've dealt with them companies on selling goods, and all they do is keep beating you down. Well, if you have a good season selling a certain, like I mentioned to you, minerals I was in with this big company, I used to deal and sell minerals to Woolworths, wherever they were in our area. You see, well, one season you were selling them and getting marvellous orders at a certain price. Next year you'd have to cut the price down if you wanted to keep it. Otherwise you lost it. You see, well, you'd either got to tolerate their price or lose the business, hadn't you? And, the company I was working, they wouldn't. They got their set price. If you didn't, you just left it. But it either meant a loss of labour, or you could put labour on. It was one way or the other, wasn't it? You see? And I think it's unfortunate where small men are depending on big companies.